Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Wednesday, here's KSRN's Anthony Moore.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly enacted an amended ordinance approving the purchase of the Surgery Center of Kenai and appropriating funds from the Central Peninsula Hospital Plant Replacement and Expansion Fund to support the purchase. The total purchase price was increased in an approved amendment to include debt payoff. The price increased from $9.12 million to $9.77 million. CPH informed the borough in May that they felt it was in the best interest of the hospital and borough residents for the hospital to purchase and operate the surgery center. The CPGH Inc. board at its May 2022 meeting requested an approval from the Borough Assembly to cover the purchase price and all required closing costs. According to the Executive Committee of the Surgery Center of Kenai, CPH assured the Surgery Center that the facility will remain in the city of Kenai and continue to support the local community, adding that the sale significantly increases the availability of local and non-local specialties and procedures in the Surgery Center to the local community. Assembly President Brent Hibbert spoke in support of the ordinance.
A good friend of mine, I remember giving him rides at 4 o'clock in the morning, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to the airport so he could go to Anchorage. So thinking about that and then a little closer to home, my wife is able to have her treatments here for the next month and not have to go to Anchorage. So I think this is a good thing for our community. I was worried about our borough residents, but I think in the long run, I believe that our borough residents will benefit from this surgery center and this little hospital.
The Executive Committee for the Surgery Center of Kenai adds that Central Peninsula Hospital approached them in December in recognition of state and national trends for outpatient surgery and hospitals shifting to freestanding surgery centers. They say it's not only due from the desire for treatment in these facilities, but the desires of third-party insurance and government programs recognizing that freestanding surgery centers deliver the promise of high-quality, efficient, and cost-effective care. The executive director of the Alaska Democratic Party faces charges including driving under the influence and refusing a chemical test after a weekend traffic stop near Soldotna. Lindsay Kavanaugh of Anchorage was stopped for moving violations south of Soldotna early Saturday and found to be impaired by alcoholic beverages. This according to a statement from the Alaska State Troopers. The statement said that Kavanaugh allegedly refused a breathalyzer test following her arrest. While at the troopers' post, the statement said she unplugged troopers' equipment. Statement didn't specify what the equipment was. She also faces a charge of fifth-degree criminal mischief. The charges listed in an online court record system are misdemeanors. A message seeking comment was left for an attorney representing Kavanaugh. The Alaska Democratic Party chair, Mike Winstrup, in a statement said that he was disappointed that his friend and colleague exercised poor judgment while on personal leave and jeopardized the safety not only of herself, but also of others. Westrup also said Kavanaugh's performance as executive director to date has been exemplary. He says that he remains confident in her ability to perform her responsibilities as she continues to move the Alaska Democratic Party forward. Kavanaugh has been in the role for nearly 3 years. She faces several charges, including driving under the influence and refusing a chemical test, including fifth-degree criminal mischief. Alaska State Troopers received a report of an ATV rollover accident with injuries in the Caribou Hills area just outside of Nanilchik. The incident was reported July the 2nd at 4:39 p.m. State Troopers and EMS personnel immediately responded to the area. They determined that a 15-year-old female was driving an ATV when she lost control and it rolled over. The driver was transported to a Soldotna area medical facility for non-life-threatening injuries. A 14-year-old female passenger succumbed to her injuries despite life-saving measures from authorities. According to the online state trooper dispatch, both the driver and the passenger were not wearing helmets at the time of the incident. Next of kin have been notified. The passenger's remains are being sent to the Alaska State Medical Examiner for autopsy. And Alaska state troopers want to remind the general public that Alaskans always should wear a helmet when operating an ATV, a UTV, a side-by-side, or a dirt bike. Prices at the pump across the country are starting to come down. The national average is 9 cents lower than it was last week, and roughly 80% of the stations in the United States have gas below $5 a gallon. ABC's Rebecca Jarvis has more on when drivers can fill up per week to save the most money.
Gas Buddy tells us that prices should fall in the coming weeks between 40 and 65 cents, but there are certain days of the week where you want to fill up for the best deal. The best day of the week, according to Gas Buddy, Monday, second best, Sunday, when you don't want to fill up, Wednesday and Thursday. That's when it gets more expensive.
The statewide average, according to AAA, $5.54. Gas prices in the Kenai-Soldotna area unchanged at $5.69 for regular.
Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.